Can a good man give his life for an evil cause? The Spanish Civil War pitted the left-leaning government against a revolt of right-wing nationalists led by General Francisco Franco. They were aligned with fascists and supported by Nazi Germany. The Spanish Civil War is often called the opening round of the Second World War. Javier Cercas, the Spanish novelist and columnist, has written what he calls a nonfiction novel about his great-uncle, Manuel Mena, who fought for the fascist Franco and died what was called a hero's death at the age of 19. His book, Lord of All the Dead. Javier Cercas joins us from Barcelona, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
What did you hear about your uncle when you were growing up in the 1960s and 70s?
Oh, my mother was 5 years old when the war began, and seven when this boy died. Mm-hmm. And for her, Manuel Mena was the perfect hero. You know, was the man who went to the war to save the family, to save religion, to save the homeland. And his death was a total tragedy. So for me, Manuel Mena became the symbol of the fact that my family had been Francist. And in this sense, was a shame. I didn't know what to do with that. You know, it was a burden for me.
Can you help us as Americans understand what a incendiary heritage the Spanish Civil War is in modern-day Spain?
History books say that the Spanish Civil War, as you said, is the first act of the Second World War. It's true. But one difference is that in Spain, the bad guys won. Franco was not exactly a fascist. He was a dictator, but he was supported by fascists. And this past, a violent past of a terrible dictatorship, lasted till the 70s. So it's really close to us, and we must deal with it.
Your uncle was 17 when he joined the army. He became a second lieutenant with the IFNI riflemen. I made note of some of the words that people who say they knew your uncle used to describe him: cheerful, industrious, intellectually curious, scholarly. Why would someone so many people considered an admirable young man devote his life, wind up giving his life for an unjust cause?
We novelists, what we do is to formulate complex questions in the most complex possible way. We don't answer them. In fact, the answer is the question itself, or the quest for an answer, right? But one answer to that question is that fascism, we have forgotten that, was very attractive. In the 30s, it was fashion. We think now that fascism was something, you know, that fascists went with horns or something like that in the street. But it's not true. It presented itself as anti-capitalist. It was young. It was different. It was a sort of alternative to old democracy. And this boy, 17 years old when he went to the war, 19 years old when he died in combat, he was convinced that that was the solution, right? I mean, the best people can do the worst things.
Why a nonfiction novel?
Why not a nonfiction novel? That's my answer.
Well, you're a novelist, but you also write a newspaper column. I mean,
in this book, and as in other books, I write a story immaculately factual, but my instruments are the instruments of a novelist. And I think that with these instruments, we can arrive to a deeper truth than only with the instruments of a journalism or of history. In fact, novels can digest history, philosophy, essay, everything. It's a genre of genres, and this is probably its main virtue.
You've said that you fear that Spain, and not just Spain, but the world, are now experiencing a revival of nationalist populism. And you fear that. Where do you see this?
Oh, for me, this is obvious. I mean, history doesn't repeat itself exactly, but it repeats itself with different masks. Lots of the things that led Manuel Mena to the war are working today. People believe in charismatic leaders. Nationalism, which was the essence of fascism is back in Europe, in the States. People believe in easy solutions for complex problems, etc., etc. And for me, it's obvious that we are repeating lots of the mistakes we did in the 30s, and we are repeating them because we have forgotten history.
Mr. Serkis, if you go back far enough, does any family have clean hands?
Absolutely not. We all have a good heritage and a bad heritage. All countries have problems with their past. All families there have problems with their past. All persons have problems with their past. We are our heritage. I am my ancestors. I am my family. And that's why I must know this heritage. Because if not, we are in danger to do the same things, right?
Javier Serkis. His nonfiction novel, translated by Anne McLean, is Lord of All the Dead. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.